to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everybody? Is all right out there? Give us a whoop whoop if you're all right out there.
They're all right then.
They're all right then.
You're all right. That was some good whooping out of you.
The bonus episode where we answered the questions that you sent into the email. Any questions? But
we have a few questions and comments.
Can I just know, Darren seems very mellow. Like you've been smoking. Are you on the weed?
Back on it, yeah.
Nice. That makes sense.
So chill out, man, yeah. On a few edibles, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm just chilling.
Just chilling.
Just chilling.
Mellow.
On the faded fruits, bro. I overheard someone talking about these things called faded fruits. I think they're like jellies, but what are they? Are they like,
I don't know,
LSD or something?
Never heard of them.
Edibles.
Edibles.
Are they like brownies and all?
Yeah, could be.
Do you ever have any of them on? I had one in Amsterdam before and I thought it was I wasn't even me anymore.
I'd love to see that.
That would be a sight.
Yeah, just like, I wasn't there at all.
Just thought you were a chair.
I bumped into two people on my travels while I was feeling like that in Amsterdam that were both from Finglas. And I was like, this is fucking weird. In my head, I'm like, why are they here? Like, they're both from Finglas. I'm from Finglas. What is the odds?
It fucks with your head, doesn't it?
I didn't like it.
I don't like it. Take me home.
Anyway.
Any listener questions?
Any comments or questions?
Jack has one titled Joe's Delusion.
Oh, what? The subject line is Joe's Delusion.
Yeah, this is the only one I think we got this week, really having a go at you. It says, can you please, please, please check Joe's ego/delusion? He's getting out of hand. Listening to the last bonus and your claims about climbing Mount Everest are mental, Jack says.
Oh, we all agreed on that.
No.
Oh, wasn't, was it? What did we? Oh, that was when we were in the video.
Jack hasn't a clue then. Jack hasn't a clue. If you can afford it, you can climb it.
Jack says, at the time of sending this, you have on your Instagram story a story about being offered a ticket to the Dublin Marathon. Jack says, if you don't accept this and pay the piper, you're a fraud. All you have to do is finish the marathon like you claim. And if you do, Jack will never again question your outlandish statements.
See, the thing about that is it's very boring.
The marathon?
The marathon is very...
Well, that's part of the challenge.
And I was looking at it. They've done a fly-through of the route and it just looks incredibly boring.
So...
There's nothing good about running.
No. It's not a physical thing. It's about endurance.
So like, hang on. When you were all talking about how you could do it... So you could do it. You're just not bothered with... Because it's boring.
Yeah. Look, I don't think... Like 25,000 people are going to do it. On October, whenever it is. It's not because it's hard. If 25,000 people can do it, anyone could do it. It's just boring. And why would you want to do it? I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying it's doable and it's not impressive, is what I'm saying.
I disagree.
You think it's... which part? You think it's impressive?
Yeah, I think it's a very impressive physical feat. Of endurance.
If I'd done it and I came back out
and
went done.
If you'd done it.
Yeah, I'd be impressed.
Why? I'm sitting here telling you it's easy and then I go and do it and then I say, see, I told you it was easy and you are impressed at me doing something easy.
So what, because you say it's easy before you do it, that means you shouldn't be impressed. So if Michael Jordan at the peak of his powers had said, oh, it's easy to score 60 points in a game and went out and did it, nobody's allowed to say, that was pretty good.
It's easy for him.
60 points.
Yeah, I think after a certain point it's kind of boring watching Haaland banging goals. Like, it's too easy.
Okay, I think we're getting away from the point.
Right. Yeah, well, I was looking at it and I was thinking,
what did you think it was going to be when you said you were going to do it? What did you think the route or the general entertainment levels were going to be?
I thought it was kind of going to be
France.
Yeah, people cheering along the way and stuff like that. Just,
there's a lot of that.
It's just a lot of... It's running up bleeding Ballyferma Road and running up, it's just running up a lot of streets and you're just like, this is no, like it's so long and boring.
Listen to a few podcasts.
So
this just sounds like a sad excuse.
It's just honestly,
this is just
right there and you're like, oh shit.
Well, I'll tell you as well. Somebody, do you know who messaged me and said, your man,
5K with Chris?
Carl Mullen. Said, do it. It's easy. Like, loads of people, I put that story up on me thing. Loads of people said it's easy. Some people said, you're mad. Don't do it. I've seen people try to do it and they've ended up like, and they're grand. They do it. They complete it. But then the next day, they present themselves to A&E with like inflamed knees, like, and they have to cut both sides of their knees to let the fluid out and drain their knees and stuff.
Class.
Like that.
I'd love to be there for that. That's real satisfying.
Other people have told me that they've seen people just like shit themselves.
Nice.
Like people are running and just shitting, like their guts have just been, people's nipples have fallen off.
I highly doubt their nipples have fallen off.
This is what people are telling me now. This can all be some people on, I don't know who they are, like, just messaging me.
Your nipples fall off if you run too much.
Some people's nipples have fallen off doing marathons.
That's a nipple just fell off into your hand.
Plantitis, like some people have done it and then like, yeah, is that it? Whatever, on the heel, whatever it's called, plantitis.
Yeah, what's your point?
I'm like, I don't want to get any of that shit.
Oh, so you're
just to prove you was wrong.
But that's
having an ear.
Part of what makes it impressive.
Evidence that it's difficult.
Yeah,
that's happening.
This all happens after the fact.
Well, no, it doesn't. That can all happen during the event.
The knees swelling up and everything can happen. Like, I could complete the marathon.
Oh, we're not.
And
saying
that's what I'm saying.
But you don't
Am
want
I going to.
But a lot of the reasons some people wouldn't complete the marathon is because their body's gone through so much pain. It's not just that they get bored or tired. Like, it's not natural for the human body to run 26 miles in one go.
No.
You have to push yourself through that barrier to do it. And a lot of people...
But that's all mental. That's all up there. That's what I'm saying. My strength...
Are you saying you can't handle the mental aspect of it?
You can't handle
the boredom and you can't handle the pain.
I'm saying
But you
I
could
can.
Still run a marathon.
I could handle it if it was for a decent purpose. I'll tell you what.
To prove everybody wrong, that's the decent purpose. There's nothing you take more joy in life.
People like Jack. Charity link up or something. And if it reaches a certain amount, then it would give me like motivation to do it. But I don't, but just to prove
what's the amount? It's not us two, it's Jack. Jack has emailed in, and Jack, I'm sure, speaks for many.
What's the number that you'd be?
It depends on the
5 grand.
Fucking,
no, come on.
5 grand. If we can raise 5 grand for the. Could I do more?
A bit more.
Could I go more?
I'd say less.
You're trying to get me to do it.
20. Two grand.
500 quid.
Boys.
And I just donate that myself. Just so you do it.
All right, what charity are you picking?
The Gaza Appeal.
Okay, 2 grand to the Gaza Appeal. You'll run the marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
5 grand. Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't even know how you do that. Like, if I'll figure out how to do that, I'll stick up a link and I'll say, here, if I can raise this much, then I'll run the marathon. And then I'll have a good.
You're going to do this.
What do you mean if you raise enough? They'll be like, just do it.
I'd be like, not for myself. Like, if I had a purpose to run it, then I'd be like, yeah.
So this episode will be out Monday morning, yes. 8 o'clock, as usual. So as people are listening to this, they can expect to see on your social media platforms.
Yeah.
Sometime today, you will publicly announce that if you can raise maybe 5 grand, maybe 2 grand for the Gaza Appeal, you will run the Dublin Marathon.
Yeah.
All right.
Spoof. He's not running that.
I'll
run it as well.
I'd say on Sunday night, there'll be an excuse text coming in.
No, that's handy enough. And honestly, I think I'd do it in good time as well.
Would you be embarrassed? Because you have a very, would be a low bar or a high threshold for shame.
Yeah.
So, would you, after making a big...
You say I feel shame easy?
No.
Oh, okay.
Less.
The opposite.
Easy. Yeah.
Same.
Would you be at all embarrassed if you made this big song and dance and put your reputation?
I think he'd just be like, meh.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Would he, like, after like 6 or 7 miles, he's standing there and he's going, fuck this, and just walks off the side of the court.
It's just be like, I raised 2 grand, I've nothing to prove to anyone else. I'm just going to go home.
No, I want to do it for myself as well, just to kind of prove it to myself that I could run a marathon. I don't think it's that hard. I just think it's incredibly, incredibly boring and tedious. And that's the challenge. That's what most people say. It's just fucking boring.
How do you run without stopping?
You can stop.
You're allowed to stop.
You're allowed to stop.
Of course.
Because you'd have to. No, can anyone run that miles straight without
stopping? I've had a few people say this to me the last couple of months. Like, how do you run a certain distance without stopping?
Oh, you fucking run. Are you doing it?
No, I'm not. I don't run that distance.
Oh.
When's the last time you ran?
A casual runner. Yesterday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
You little sea swimmer.
I love it.
Right, so shortly after this is out, if you're listening to this, go and check Joe's Instagram page where you will see the formal announcement.
Yes.
You know the marathon is 1 week after the live show?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
I'll still be hungover a little bit.
Just, I don't want that coming up as an excuse in a couple of weeks.
No excuses.
You can dress up as a spice bag.
I'm there to win it, man. I'm not messing around.
That's his horses.
This is from Anonymous. He says he was in stitches laughing at your encounter with the man in the supermarket.
Okay.
He was listening, and when he heard he wears high vis, our anonymous listener said, I know who that is. He says, I used to live next door to him, and I was only caught by him today. I tried making my escape, but he had his hand on my trolley. I was going nowhere.
There's lots of high-vis men. It might not be the same, but like, there's a good chance it could be.
The high-vis man who accosts people in supermarkets.
Yeah.
In Finglas.
Yeah.
Did you get accosted?
Do you not remember what we talked about last week?
Remind me.
Or 2 weeks ago?
That was a while ago.
3 weeks ago. I remember I was saying that keep getting stopped.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Seen you on the side of the bus. Oh like, yeah. And I have to pretend I'm on the phone, like, or I text Amy while I'm talking. I'm like, ring me.
Call me. Fucking, I have no credit. Call me.
Yeah. Because when she rings me, I have an excuse to say, oh, I have to leg it. Like, means no harm, but I don't like chatting to people.
It's the worst. I was saying to you, I got in a lift coming in here and somebody said, what's the story? And they were getting, like, there's only
one floor up, like.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean, what's the story? Do you want to, are we going to have a full blown chat here now in 2 seconds?
That's why it's best to just smile in a lift.
Just look down at your feet. Just don't make eye contact in a lift. Mm. Never make eye contact in a lift.
What floor are you going to? And then you touch the button at the same time and you're both touching fingers and then you just smile.
Sounds like a rom-com.
Yeah. What's, is there anything else to that? You just said that he knows who it is.
That's it.
What if it is him?
Oh.
What if he's probably telling him, oh, we heard about you on the podcast.
That's one of his spies.
And now you're going to know because he won't talk to you. And you'll be like, why is he not talking to me? And he'll look at you and he'll just turn away in his high vis and march down the second aisle, the dairy aisle.
Yeah.
And you'll know.
Something mad about people that wear high vis that aren't builders or like working in like somewhere that you'd need a high vis.
Could just be on a bike.
No bike around.
Okay, next one. Another anonymous listener. They say, I discovered the show a couple of years ago and absolutely love it. I listened to the first one about the chicken fillet roll muggings and was giggling away. It's my favourite podcast. I shared the podcast with my partner and he really enjoyed it too, which is great because I dragged him to the live show. It was our first night out since our child was born and he said he'd never seen me so unhinged with the wooing, clapping and grasping for the cutouts. But he was thrilled to see me laugh so much.
So that's who that was.
That's
with all the wooing and the clapping.
And the grass.
Remember the wooing
the
and the clapping? Yeah, and I was like, who was wooing and clapping?
She's unhinged.
There was a lot of, there was mania about the cutouts, as I recall.
Yeah, people really wanted them cutouts.
Our anonymous listener says, my management of you two is akin to a dad who didn't ask for pets, but is stuck herding two cats with verbal zoomies who've just had Red Bulls, a bag of Yips and a few Skittles.
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
No.
That's some energy.
This listener is the listener who has the two cats, Darren and Joe.
Ah.
Still gone.
Remember Darren and Joe? Yeah, yeah.
Has the name changed since then?
They say, well, it's a bit embarrassing when name's the same. The vet comes out of the waiting room and says, Darren and Joe. Or they're outside, out in the back, trying to call them in. Shout Darren and Joe.
That's fucking dark.
So, Darren and Joe are solid cat names, they say. And Darren, the cat, never leaves the house, loves his comforts, and doesn't like any people other than us. Whereas Joe explores, uses us solely for food and love. And he actually has two families on the go.
Sounds about right.
Anyway, here's the question. The theme tune. Why is Darren calling Joe a house hatcher when Darren is clearly the house hatcher?
I wasn't a house hatcher back then when we recorded that.
Oh, I think you were more of a house
hatcher. I was very sociable.
Were you?
No, probably not. I don't know. Why?
I don't think you didn't even know what house hatcher was.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, we were saying that when we were kids, your little house hatcher.
Yeah, was out
your little house hatcher. I don't know. I think we just threw it in. I think we said it in a sketch or something before.
I think we wanted to do a little house. Oh, yeah, your little house hatcher. Yeah, I think it's in one of the sketches.
I say it in something.
I'm saying it to you. I think, are you coming out to play? Like, come on, you little house hatcher.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I'm 30, man. I'm not playing football.
No, I think I was like 28, man. At the time. Would have been.
Yeah. And then the ice cream van goes by.
Oh, the ice cream van.
Yay.
Anyway, there's a picture of Darren and Joe, the cats. I mean, they look like two cats.
They just look like two cats, yeah. I like to know which
they're lovely. I love cats.
I think more than the cats, she's showing off the Harry Potter blankets. That's what I'm thinking here. That's where she's trying to, that's where she's expressing here.
Which one is which?
The Harry Potter blankets.
Okay. I want to be the one at the back.
She also says she's loving the Charles Manson series, says it's brilliant. Speaking of which, on Wednesday, so the next main episode will be the final part of the Charles Manson series. So if you haven't listened yet, that's what we're putting out on Wednesday.
Catch up.
Yeah.
Catch up.
We have another listener who was listening to the back catalogue and noticed in a bonus episode called The Face Off, which aired between episodes 51 and 52, so going a good while back, you challenged each other to eat on the podcast a Carolina Reaper chili and surströmming, which is the unbearably smelly tinned fish.
Yeah.
That would make anyone wretch.
The expiry day for that has passed, so it's not happening, pal.
I've had the Carolina Reaper, though. So, just waiting on you.
I'm not eating that.
Fulfill your end.
Even for the love of the podcast. Is that why you want to know we have going to have it?
Yeah, I just want to remind you that you had to do it.
See, we're kind of like new to the game then. And I think that's very go-to content to be...
50 episodes in then.
Filled.
A year.
Year into it. Nah. You can say two now. So you sounded committed.
I'm not eating that.
You have to eat the shitey fish, man.
You couldn't. It's no way.
Maybe on stage at a live show.
No.
Maybe. Ooh, get your tickets and find out if Darren's going to eat shitey fish.
All right, then. If you get a ticket, I'll do it.
I wonder how many rows back in the audience would you be impacted by the smell? Yeah.
You've never even smelled it, so I wouldn't even...
Like, we'd be all impacted by it. Everyone work on the show.
Is that strong? It's not just the taste. Smells bad as well.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah, it's like very, as soon as the tin opens, people are getting sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oof. Well, then maybe it's a you have to be there kind of thing. You have to be there. It won't come across on the podcast. You have to be in a live environment. You're going to do it? Do it.
Sometimes when I eat an egg, I have.
What if he just...
So if I eat fucking that...
What if on stage he just took out a can of surströmming and said, right, do it, and... That the whole crowd started just chanting, do it.
Would you cave? Yeah. You'd have to. Nobody would be strong enough.
I probably would just do it, like, but I'd need a bucket, and there's a good chance I'd be getting sick for the rest of the show. Like,
I presume so.
So would it be worth it?
I'm not saying I'm going to encourage this. I'm just asking. It's a hypothetical.
No, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably back out.
Even though there's 1,000 people going, do it. For the sake
of it. I won't be able to continue the show. I'll just be vomiting the whole time. Like,
well, it's the end of the show. Before we end the show, ladies and gentlemen, Darren's going to eat shitey fish.
Shitey fish. Darren's going to eat pissy fish.
Why would anyone want to see that? Why would anyone do that? Fish.
Well, some people eat it because they like the taste.
Is it? What is it again?
Some people out there that have it, like, because they enjoy it? Or is it all just a novelty?
Is it just a smelly fish or is it really old fish?
You know them jelly beans you can get that taste like sick and all? It's like game.
Yeah.
Is it like that kind of?
I hate that game.
It's horrible. I only played it once and I got one that smelled or tasted like shit. Poo. I was like, Jesus, this does taste like poo. If I tasted poo before, this definitely tastes like... I'd never tasted poo before.
It tastes like the smell of poo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This tastes like what I imagine poo tastes like.
It's fermented herring. And it's allowed to, it goes through a fermentation process of at least 6 months.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And like, the question I had was, do people eat that as their dinner because they enjoy it? or is it just a part of a big game?
I think it's expensive. It's like caviar.
No, it's not.
No one enjoys eating caviar.
You get it in deals.
The Sir Strumming Academy report.
Scrums Gym.
Yeah, they report that in 2009, these are the most recent dates on Wikipedia, 2 million people in Sweden eat it at least once a year.
At least once a year.
Mm.
That's not a lot, I don't think.
But just in...
It's 2 million people.
Just to eat
a year.
Yeah, but that 2 million
people... It's still 2 million people, regardless of the time frame.
That's 2 million people where their friend said, go on, eat it for the crack.
2 million people losing a bet.
Yeah.
Shurstrumman. And what is it? It's just a fish. Like, instead of fermenting it, would you just eat it like a cod?
Then you could. That would just be normal herring.
Normal.
Oh, it's just herring.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can buy normal tinned herring.
Hardening.
Tinned hardening.
Give us a bit of that tinned hardening, fermented hardening.
Speaking of the live show, Jason wants to know, would we ever film and record the live show so people who don't live in the country could see what their life like? Or would, as he puts it, the live magic not translate to the screen? I'd love to see what goes on, but we'll have to wait for now.
The antics that we'd be up to on a stage, I wouldn't want anyone to live
on social media.
No. It'd be deleted. We'd be banned off the internet. You have to be
very edgy, like.
You have to be there. We make everyone put their phones and little purses and everything.
Little bags. Like the ones that the government are getting. See you later. I hope you like running and see you next week or something.
Last Charles Manson episode on Wednesday. So if you haven't, catch up.
Yeah, and get tickets for the live show on ticketmaster.ie or .com or whatever. Just Google Stall It Live Show and it'll be there. Grown up. You're a grown up. You can do it. What? You can do it.
Do it there.